Well, actually, the negotiations, or the lack of negotiations, have been going on now for over 30 months. What I'm saying, in essence, I'm not really saying entirely that they should consider abandoning the right to strike. I'm saying that they should push for binding arbitration, because what unions have to face, it's a horrible thing to say, but what unions have to face is that it's quite possible that their employers, the governments of North America, simply no longer accept the right of public sector unions to even engage in collective bargaining. Because after all, the whole notion of collective bargaining is that you make an offer, you make a counteroffer, you negotiate, and you come to a settlement. And you see in the BC teacher strike situation where the government, as the government did here 20 years ago, that the government essentially changed the terms of the contract after it was already signed. So the teachers were forced to go off on an illegal strike. They, of course, were fined for that, but the government itself, who had violated the law, was not fined. So that public sector employees are really in a terrible bind. And every time they go to the negotiating table, it seems the government is wanting to take something from us rather than us getting something from the government, which is the public perception as the way in which governments play the whole story, that in fact we're greedy, we're asking for too much, we have cushy jobs, we're working 15 hours a week, which is, you know, a statement that was made by somebody in an article published in La Presse a couple of weeks ago. This is really, it's a kind of defamation, and yet unions don't seem to be able to defend themselves or even defend the actual right of public sector collective bargaining.
Mm-hmm. You draw the portrait, and I'll ask you to make this brief because we are running out of time, between the suave, smooth-spoken government or company spokesman saying we made a fair offer and the outrage of pickets on the picket line.
Yeah, I mean, you have the government, they look very professional, and then you see the public sector union people who look kind of insane. I mean, at least that's the way in which they're portrayed in the media, and they look completely unreasonable. Of course, the reason they're angry is because they're being taunted privately behind the scenes by the government because they're not being offered anything. But the way it looks publicly is that somehow the government is being reasonable and the unionists are being unreasonable.
Interesting points indeed, Stephen. I wish we had more time, but something to reflect on, and maybe we'll have a chance to talk about it later. In the meantime, stay cool on the picket line, huh?
Thank you.
Traffic and weather together just moments away on the new 940 Montreal.